You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out. Yeah,
13 minutes past 8 o'clock, time for the Madman DVD review. Hey, Doctor.
That's the first time I've heard that new sting. That's
bad.
I know.
A bit of trip hop there, a bit of Amel House, a bit of whatever you call
it. Thanks
there.
For organising
that. No, it was all Jules. Jules made that for you.
Thank you, Jules.
So today we've got a DVD to review. What's it all about?
We have, yeah. It's called Shin Godzilla. You might have heard of Godzilla before.
Godzilla is the massive big Japanese lizard slash dinosaur slash
dragony thing.
Created by radioactive waste.
Correct. Yes, yes. The combination of Godzilla and nuclear is historical.
I saw it. There was a BBC article about Japan have been doing air raid. That certain part of Japan's been doing air raid drills lately because of the North Korea thing. Yay!
Which makes this film particularly timely, despite
all
that.
I guess so, yes. Yeah.
So Shin in Japanese means new, but this is kind of like Godzilla resurgence. That's effectively the translation.
Okay, all right. Well, there's been a few.
There have been quite a number. I mean, the first one started out with Ishiro Honda's 1954 film, Godzilla, where, an actor got dressed up and stomped on models, and it was very sensational.
I love that. And that's great.
Yeah, I still find that stuff. I'm convinced with
same,
that stuff. It's like Adventures of Sinbad and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know? That's a skink. That's just a skink that they filmed up really close. That sort of thing. And I love
that 1970s kind of in 1960s scale photography that happened in
Land
those films.
Land of the Lost and stuff.
Which of course is a great contrast to this one because it uses CGI, and I hate CGI largely.
Is that why you said it like CGI?
Yeah, because it's just so, used and abused. I know that we see a lot of CGI that we probably don't even recognise, but it doesn't take very long for it to...
computer-generated image, just so that we all remember
that.
Oh,
good point. Yeah. Sorry. Yes, good point. So there is a lot of CGI in this, which makes it quite cheesy. However, the message and its timeliness at the moment, of course, with what happened at Fukushima. So the setup of this is that from out of the ocean there comes this rumbling and everyone thinks it's an underwater volcano.
So is it set sort of post Fukushima?
There are references to it.
That's got to be reassuring, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. And there's this idea that somehow Godzilla is related to a foreign power too. So, all of the bureaucrats in Tokyo in the film are kind of useless. They all scramble and all the boards meet and it's just full of men in suits and no one really knows what to do. And it's not until a rebel group of citizens stands up to find the weakness in Godzilla.
Okay, yeah,
that gets sorted.
Power to the people.
Yep. Power to the people, yeah, which makes it good on that level.
Yep. Motivate.
And when you're thinking about like North Korea, and you just mentioned air raids occurring.
Yeah, air raid drills.
Drills. Good to put that word in. I think it does sort of bring up again, this topical message about the vulnerability of Japan at the moment, and perhaps the rest of the world too. Because Godzilla is nuclear.
But the movie itself. The movie itself, any good?
Well, it's had mixed reviews. I think it is because of the cheesiness that occurs with the CGI.
How would you react? How would you react? Would you just sit there
If it was CGI coming towards me, I'd probably just switch it off. But if it was an actual monster coming out of the, I think I would probably just check my temperature or something, and maybe look at perhaps what Rob was talking about earlier, and wonder if there was an upset in the energy field.
It's huge.
So we would just gather around and be positive towards it. Is that what you're saying? Just disperse.
That's a great idea.
We love you, Godzilla.
It was huge in Japan though when it came out though, right? It was the biggest film in Japan of last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of love for their Godzilla, don't they?
They do, and because of its because of its currency at the moment,
and also considering they've had so many other big monster things, that have tried to steal Godzilla's throne, like literally, and also just pretenders to the throne sort of thing. Godzilla's somehow managed to sort of just hold its own, hasn't it?
Godzilla is the market leader. In terms of this kind of film in Japan,
the market leader, right, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
the big hitter, the Star Wars,
yep.
Wow.
So it's so yeah, I think that this particular remake is very timely, and of course it was big in Japan because of its history, but also because of its current time. And it's a good film if you can put up with a lot of computer generated images.
With the shinness. How much of a departure is it? Is it really kind of reclaiming its origin stories, or
it's kind of a remake, really? I guess the bureaucracy comes up a lot more strongly in this particular edition. It's quite nice to keep remaking films, especially ones that are somehow archetypical.
Are you familiar with the old one, with the traditional one? So, how does it differ? And what story? In what way the story? Just it's modern, or is that all?
There's more kind of hysteria in the original one, and that sort of, you know, sort of. That's why I'm using like a sound effect. Yeah.
just like for the listeners who can't see,
people high pitched and running.
Both hands in the air. Dr. Maria was doing Kermit arms.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, it was. Yes. And there's less of that here, and more scrambling, I suppose, in a contemporary time. The clothes are different.
Yeah,
scrambling in a contemporary time.
Yeah, and it's in colour, of course.
And a long movie, a difficult movie, because you know, sort of know what's going to happen, don't you? Like, it's not like he gets adopted and rescued by anyone.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's a. I don't actually know what the running time is, but
I'm asking you, did it feel like a long movie?
Yeah, did it feel long?
It did a little, but, you know, that's perhaps just because I felt like I'd seen some of the action before.
I haven't watched
films.
a lot of Japanese subtitled stuff. Is it easy subtitles? A good sort of, yeah.
Yep. Mm. Yep. No, I mean, you get the gist, especially
what's
if you've
a couple
seen
Korean
Godzilla
monster
before.
Movies.
Korean monster movies are quite
questionable.
They do.
Some of them. Yeah.
Absolutely, the Koreans make extremely good monster movies. Really terrifying, largely.
Yeah.
On all kinds of levels.
Anywho, so it's called Shin Godzilla, and it's available now. We've got one to give away. Perhaps maybe we could do it to somebody who could 309-3879. That's going to be where you're going to win it. Someone here said, "Rest in peace, Haruo Nakajima, who wore the original Godzilla suit."
Yes, the actor.
He just died in his 90s, apparently. Thanks Griselda, for telling me that.
That's a pretty cool thing to be, isn't it? Yeah. You know, I was Godzilla.
Well, let's do an audition for the next Godzilla. Who can do a good Godzilla noise? And you're going to be the judge on this, Maria, because you've watched it most recently. And if you can do a good one, then we'll send you the DVD. How about that? You can come pick it up, actually. Yeah, okay, so nice. Caller, are you there? Caller, go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Okay, that sounds like Mr. Snuffleupagus at the moment, but but we need to do Godzilla. Okay, here's your chance. Oh, 3, 2, 1, go.
Meow.
That sounds like a Knobzilla. No.
Knobzilla.
No. BFM, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Your name, please?
Hamish.
Hamish. Tonight, Hamish, you will be Godzilla. Ready, go.
There's a good little vom at the end there.
Yeah. Are you okay, Hamish?
You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Maria? No.
It was definitely a good attempt, yeah.
Really? Is that what it sounds like?
Well, you know, it was a good first try.
It's got to sound like Godzilla.
I'm trying to be kind.
I just didn't want to sound like the one from the US movie, the old one.
Well, how's that one sound?
It's kind of more screechy, I think.
It is.
I don't know.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, come on.
I kind of miss Helen.
No, that's a pterodactyl you're doing there.
Making such an ass of myself.
Good on you. It's good to be brave. It's good to be brave.
You happy with that? Someone out there's going, I've got a better one. Just get through.
There is actually a YouTube, I've just Googled it, a YouTube clip called Godzilla Roars, 1954 to 2014.
Oh.
So it excludes this film, but...
Damn, should watch that.
Yeah, we should watch that.
You were quick off the mark.
Yeah, okay, we'll give you that, because we haven't got time to muck around here today, this morning.
Nice one, Hamish.
Thank you, Maria.
To the mayor later on, but thank you very much, Maria. Thanks for coming in. And Shin Godzilla's the movie. It was released last year, and it's out on DVD now.
It is.
Ow! That was the Madman DVD review.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.